Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Friday, September 1st, 2023. People, I want to talk more, a little bit more, about the issue of the BRICS nations and what appears to be in our face. Let's talk about that real quick. Yesterday, I explained to you the alliances being made here with regard to oil-producing nations makes it absolutely clear that the BRICS nations want to dominate the energy markets. Now, beyond any shadow of any doubt, you have to understand that this is a direct threat, as we covered yesterday, against the petrodollar. The Federal Reserve is not going to take this lightly. What else do we know about the BRICS alliance? Well, a lot of these nations here are, right or wrong, hostile against the United States. One of them, obviously, is in a war right now, which we are funding. Okay. I'm here to tell you that we're going to see a hot war with the BRICS nations, the United States against the BRICS, probably in short order. Why? Again, the threat to the U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar's dominance is, it's really a clear and present danger to you and me. Okay, look, you and I personally, I don't think we give a damn about the world reserve currency, who really has it, although it does make a tremendous difference. It really, really does. Here in the United States, we have had the luxury, and it is a luxury, of having the world reserve currency for quite a long time. It wasn't always like this, okay? And this has allowed the United States to, how do I say this, live a lifestyle that maybe it doesn't deserve. We've been exporting inflation to the rest of the world. Now we export propaganda as well. But this is going to change, in my view. We, the people of the world, need to see this for what it is. Again, consider the facts. The facts are these BRICS nations here, most of them hostile to the United States. The BRICS nations want to and need to. Again, understand, and I said this yesterday, the real threat here to the petrodollar system comes from the fact that these oil-producing nations here, OPEC nations, are now joining the BRICS nations. I mean, millions of people have already been sacrificed to establish the fiat monetary system and the petrodollar system, okay? The petrodollar exists for one reason, and one reason only. OPEC nations have agreed to price their oil in U.S. dollars for guaranteed military protection of that oil by the United States. Do you realize that? Do you even realize that the United States military is mandated to protect the oil of OPEC nations so they can keep the petrodollar? Do you understand what I'm talking about here? Most members of the military have no idea that that's the way it works, but it's a fact. And this mechanism provides an ever-increasing demand for U.S. dollars. If this goes away and there is a direct threat here, and I mean a big one, well, this is going to lead to war sooner than later between the United States and the BRICS. Okay, this is not going to go unchecked. Now, I want to hear from you. Does this make sense, what I am saying here? Or do you think I am out on some other planet and I have no idea what I'm talking about? I honestly want to hear from you. I will read the comments, I promise you. All right, with that said, are you looking at crude oil? All right. You and I, we've been covering crude for weeks upon weeks, and we've nailed it to the wall. Crude oil is surging higher right now. It broke above 84. Broke above 84. Now, we need to stay here. Well, not we need to. What we need to look for here, okay, is crude oil staying here, maybe a slight pullback to 84, and then we're going much higher, people. Much, much higher. What does this mean? Why is it such a big deal? Why is Greg Manorino sitting here blabbing about all this stuff? Because I think it's fun and interesting. Yes, it is interesting, and maybe it is kind of fun. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, you know, over 6,000 products are made with crude oil. The United States already, and the world, okay, is already in some kind of inflationary nightmare scenario for which the Federal Reserve knew was going to happen from back in February, okay? I read to you that paper from the Federal Reserve February this year where they said specifically that it was likely that the United States would face a nightmare scenario with regard to inflation. And this is a worldwide phenomenon. Just remember what I'm talking about. And this is deliberate. It's not by accident. You all know that. The Fed is already trying, according to that paper, trying to push blame over on Congress, okay? Congress, they're not the government. The Fed is the government. They run the economy. They run the financial system. They run the financial markets, central banks. That's how they work. But again, they got to keep themselves looking squeaky clean. Why do you think it is? I mean, just for a split second here. Why, you know, they don't get called out. The Federal Reserve never really gets called out on the mainstream media. They just talk about how the Fed is in the fight of their lives yesterday. I mean, it was laughable. By their own numbers, inflation continues to rip higher. And you got the mainstream media, I'm talking about CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business, these are the top three propaganda ministries here, who are talking about how the Fed is in the fight of their lives. The Fed is in the fight of their lives. They want to bring inflation down. They want to help people. Nothing could possibly be further from the truth. And you all know that. It's an incredible situation. But anyway, as I was saying, the issue with crude oil isn't just about the price of crude oil and people who are betting against it or for it or whatever it might be, okay? A lot of you have made money and you've written to me, hey, Greg, thank you for the tip on crude. I made XYZ, you know, pay it forward. Pay it forward. If you made money off of my calls with crude oil here, I hope you take a small percentage of that profit and you donate that to a charity that you believe in, okay? You can't just get this stuff and expect not to, you know, pay it forward here. You always have to pay it forward, period. I'm glad we got that straight, all right? Anyway, what this is going to come down to, people, in case you don't know, is much higher cost of living for not just people here in the United States, but people around the world. And my European friends, they're in actually a little more trouble, a lot more trouble than we are right here with regard to inflation. And my heart goes out to all of my European friends, my friends around the world. I got friends around this whole freaking world. And I am very proud to say that, honestly. All of us do. I mean, if you're part of this blog, you're part of a worldwide community. I love that. And we all interact with each other. And we're trying to create a better world by raising awareness, people. That's all I want, is for people to understand what's happening to them so they can take action. So understanding that we have so many different forces acting together right now to bring us closer. What do you think the end game is here? Let me ask you this. What endeavor that you can possibly think of generates more cash for the military-industrial complex than any other? Do you have any clue? I think you do if you follow this blog. It's war. War generates more cash for the military-industrial complex, the corporate agenda, than any other endeavor bar none. Bar none, okay? Even more so than scamdemics and these things and everything freaking else. You understand? This is where we are going. I am telling you right here and right now, we are marching directly into a hot war between the United States and the BRICS nations because of the threat to the petrodollar, and they will kill thousands and millions of people to make sure that the U.S. dollar remains at the top of the food chain here. The Federal Reserve ain't going to give this up. They're not going to do it without a fight that has the potential to be biblical. Okay? That's the truth. And I think most of you here would agree with me. Now, going back to this market real quick. Crude oil over $84 a barrel. Wouldn't you guess? I told you how this works. Crude oil being the backbone of the system, this gives the entire energy sector a boost. It gives the financial sector a boost. It gives the whole market a boost. Right now, stock futures are higher across the board. Trading doesn't start for about an hour and 15 minutes from the time I am doing this video blog. Stock futures are higher across the board. Cryptocurrencies are relatively flat this morning, took a big beating yesterday. Gold and silver are higher this morning. The 10-year yield, about the same as yesterday, 4.09 last time I looked at it. Relative strength of the dollar, flat. All this is well and good. It's beautiful and freaking lovely, all right? You and I, we're not going to stop betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks. But consider what I am telling you here, people. Again, there's not going to be any real revolution. I think there is a quiet revolution going on here, people pulling their cash out of the banks. That's another factor here. There's so many things. The banking system, and you and I knew this before everybody else. No deposits, no loans, and no deals. Remember that from over a year ago? Okay. This is causing a major problems for the financial sector and the institutions. And that problem is going to be on your back. And we are leading towards a hot war here. Beyond any shadow of any doubt, consider what I am telling you and why I am explaining this to you. Look at the BRICS nations. Most of these are hostile to the United States. They want the World Reserve currency. They're going to try very hard to get it. The Federal Reserve is going to try to stop it. And the only way they can do that is by direct military intervention. And it's going to suck people's lives around the world. Millions of people are going to die. This is no doubt in my mind whatsoever. People, it is the first of the month. On the first of every month, I humbly ask for your support. Greg, you're doing a great job. You're working real hard. Here's $5. That's all I ask for every month. $5. Okay, there are links in the description of this video so you can support my work. I hope you choose one of those down there and do support my work here. I also like cryptocurrencies. There's a link down there. You can send me cryptocurrencies as well. $5. I don't think that's too much to ask for once a month. And I really hope you support my work because I got your back and I hope you have mine. All right. I'll see all of you later. Have your questions ready for me 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All right. Love you a lot.